Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein. My guest today is vocalist and pianist Diane Schur. Her career has spanned 3 decades, and she has performed at some of the most prestigious venues in the world, including Carnegie Hall and the White House. Blind from birth, she received formal piano training at the Washington State School for the Blind and was blessed with perfect pitch and a resonant voice. Nominated for 5 Grammy Awards, she has won 2 for her albums Timeless and Diane Schur and the Count Basie Orchestra, which spent 33 weeks at number 1 on the Billboard Jazz Charts. She's performed with notables including Ray Charles, B.B. King, Quincy Jones, and Stevie Wonder. Diane Schur, welcome to Song Travels.
Thank you, Michael.
It's a real pleasure having this time with you because we've known each other for a while.
Oh, like 20-plus years.
Yes. But I have a lot of questions for you.
Go for it, honey.
My first question is, which came first, singing or piano playing?
I'd have to say singing, because I would go into my closet when I was like 2 years old. And, of course, back in those days, I had no conception of time. I didn't get a Braille watch until I was like 6 or 7. And I would be in there around midnight trying to emulate Dinah Washington. And, of course, my mom and dad would wake up and they'd say, "Diane, shut up!" You know, and it's a good thing that I didn't heed their words, man. And then when I was like 3, I started playing piano. I played, of all things, Jesus Loves Me. And then I took lessons, piano lessons, starting when I was 7 years old. I took Braille music.
How is that notated?
Well, it's interesting. You know, Braille is composed of 6 dots, and it's notated. You have to kind of like memorize it. You know what I'm trying to say? It's some people try to read with one hand and play with the other. It's can be a bit of a challenge, but I did simple, well, if you want to call them simple, like classical fugues and things like that, even at that age. I picked up a little bit of that, and then, but I've been playing by ear all of this time, so.
So with singing, when did you become aware of jazz or different styles of vocalization?
From a very young age. I listened to radio a lot when I was a kid, and in fact, I even remember getting shocked because I tried to plug in the radio and, of course, my finger was in the way.
Oh.
I know, isn't that funny? But I listened to people like K-Star, you know, like, "The Wheel of Fortune." So it's like listening to that, and I listened to Edie Gourmet and, of course, Patti Page and, oh.
So these are all the pop.
These were the pop singers. Right, these were the pop singers, but I also listened to Dinah Washington. And when I was going to, especially to elementary school, I started getting acquainted with Nancy Wilson's work. She's a very dear friend of mine. I listened to Ella Fitzgerald and, of course, Sarah Vaughan's After Hours album. That's one of my faves. You're familiar with
yes.
that?
Yes, oh, yes, I am.
Gorgeous.
Well, I'd like to get to some music before
sure.
before we go further, because
okay.
you have such an extraordinary discography and an amazing number of collaborations that you've done, and
you've
sung in many, many different styles. And that's one of the things I love about you, is that
Aww.
You never settle. I mean, you never say, "This is what I'm going to do." You always seem to be stretching yourself.
Yeah, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if I don't take risks, I don't grow and learn. I'm never too old to take risks.
You've generously consented to play and sing a number of things today, and I'd love it if you would do a Cole Porter song that I know you sing, one that is, I guess, one of his greatest standards, "I've Got You Under My Skin."
Sure, I'd be more than glad to do that.
I've got you under under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me, so deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I've tried so not to give in. I've said to myself, this affair never can go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of the warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, you fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin, 'cause I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of the warning voice that comes in the night and repeats and yells in my ear. Don't you know, you fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, get up, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin, 'cause I've got you under my skin. Oh.
What a delicious rendition. I've got you under my skin, Diane Shore.
Thank you.
The way you play the piano is just marvelous.
Thank you.
How does it feel accompanying yourself versus other people playing for you? Do you prefer to play for yourself?
Well, I like doing both. You know, I love working with Alan Broadbent and, you know, different pianists like that. But I do love to comp.
Explain what comping is so people...
Comping is a short term for accompanying yourself at the piano. And I like doing that, especially when it comes to rehearsing with people that heretofore I hadn't rehearsed with before. It's nice to be able, since I do not read the printed page, to be able to say, okay, let's start here. And I find out what the numbers and letters and everything are, you know, just through proxy, through doing that sort of thing.
Well, among the many collaborations that you have had, one of my favorites is your collaboration with the Count Basie Orchestra.
Thank you.
Did you ever get to meet Count Basie?
He saw me perform in Oklahoma somewhere, like in the early 80s, but I don't think I ever met him. But he sat and listened very attentively and just kind of like nodded his head in appreciation. So that was good enough for me.
I'll say. I'll say. Well, I'd love to play a track from your recording with the Basie Orchestra.
Which one?
Well, we have a mutual friend named Morgan Ames, whom I don't know that we've ever discussed. But,
no.
But
are you talking about Deedle's Blues?
Yes.
Is that what you were thinking? Because she wrote the lyric to that.
Yes, exactly.
And Frank Foster wrote, of course, the arrangement, which is brilliant. And his playing, he's monstrous on that.
Yeah, it's a great track, and I love that it's a fresh blues because of you with the Basie Orchestra that's famous for a whole heritage of blues. I mean, there was Jimmy Rushing, of course, and
yes.
Let's see, who else was Helen Humes sang with that band?
Oh, and, yeah, she. In fact, I did one of the songs that she sang, "Hard Driving Mama," from the Talking About You CD.
Well, let's give a spin to this wonderful track. It's called "Deedle's Blues," performed by our guest Diane Shore with the Count Basie Orchestra.
All right.
I'm feeling mighty lucky. I got a brand new man. Yes, I'm feeling mighty lucky. I got a brand new man. I'm telling you, he loves me like nobody can. Well, I met him on the corner. It was pouring rain. Yes, I met him on the corner. It was pouring rain. He said, come on in here, baby, and tell me. Telephone. Yes,
That is Deedle's blues.
That's correct.
Does Deedle's have blues a lot?
Well, I have days, as we all do, but it's all a part of the life cycle. It's okay, because I love that expression, this too shall pass.
Well, they say that what doesn't break you makes you stronger.
It's true.
You've had an extraordinary life. I mean, you've had a lot of what people would look at as challenges. You've lost a loved one not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these things must deeply affect how you make music.
Oh, absolutely. My loved one and I, we had a lot of fun together, toured a lot, and I'll always have a place in my heart for my Rocket Man, always.
When you sing a lyric, do you have stories connected to the songs in your mind?
Oh, yes. Yes, I sure do. This brings me to a tribute CD that I just finished the process of recording. Frank Sinatra and Stan Getz, it's in tribute to them. They both recorded all of the songs that are on this CD. And when I do a song like Didn't We, or How Insensitive, or, you know, what is, you know, is supposed to be, you know, kind of sad and mournful and whatever, it brings my loved one absolutely to the forefront in mind.
Well, you were talking about singing ballads and singing these songs that could be perceived as sad songs.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh Martin, who wrote The Boy Next Door and Trolley Song, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas,
yes,
accompanied Judy Garland. And he said that one night before she went on stage, she turned to him and said, "Do you know how I make people cry when I sing the sad songs, Hugh?" And he said, "No." He said, "What do you do?" She said, "When I sing them, I smile." And that so intrigued me that she realized that at some point when she was singing these songs that they can't be complete slit your wrists. They have to have hope in them in some way.
Oh, I believe in that very strongly. It's all a process, Michael. No matter what I'm singing, and that makes perfect sense. It's kind of like what Stan Getz used to try to drill into my head, is that there has to be a little bit of restraint in the song to make it, you know, to make it really work. And that made perfect sense to me. Less is more. There's really a profound statement in those, you know, three words. So.
Also the use of silence in singing.
Yes, if there's spaces, like Ray Charles used to say, "Don't play so many notes." Of course, he was a little bit more graphic than that.
He'd say that to you or just say it in general?
Oh, he's legendary for telling musicians not to play too many notes.
And for firing people as well.
Whatever.
Yes. But he was entitled to do whatever he wanted with the music he gave us.
Of course.
I'd like to ask if you'd sing a couple of songs that I guess you can still call them torch songs. They're sad songs, and you've put two of them together, these two ballads.
Mm-hmm.
I Get Along Without You, which is Hoagy Carmichael.
And
a song called Don't Worry About Me, which is from sometime in the 30s, Ruby Bloom and I think Ted Kohler. Mm-hmm. What made you put these two together?
It just felt right, and they're on the CD, the Frank Sinatra tribute.
So this is the new CD.
This is the new CD.
Forthcoming. Mm,
that's forthcoming. The title track actually is going to be I Remember You. But yes, this, it just felt right, you know. I like to be able to sing songs that reflect life experience for me, and these tunes are certainly tunes that do.
Well, let's listen to them now. Our guest, Diane Schur, performing I Get Along Without You Very Well and Don't Worry About Me.
Do-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Dee-dee-dee. along without you very well. Of course I do. Except when soft rains fall and drip from leaves, then I recall the thrill of being sheltered in your arms. Of course I do. But I get along without you very well. I've forgotten you just like I should. Of course I have, except to hear your name or someone's laugh that is the same. But I've forgotten you just like I should. What a guy, what a fool am I to think my breaking heart could kid the moon. What's in store? Should I phone once more? No, it's best that I stick to my tune. I get along without you very well. Of course I do. Except perhaps in spring. But I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart in two. Don't worry about me. I'll get along. Forget about me. Be happy, my love. Let's say that our little show is over. And so the story ends. Why not call it a day? The sensible way, and still be friends. Look out for yourself. Your heart and your love to whomever you love. Don't be a fool, darling. Why stop to cling to some fading thing that used to be? Get along without you very well. Do 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 do.
Diane, sure, I love the way you put those two together.
Thank you.
And your straight tone at the end, the way you hold that last note very, very straight, and then just a little vibrato at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Is that instinctive, or do you do you practice things like
no,
that? Or is it just,
no, it's an instinctive thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like intuitive. It's kind of like a horn, you know, like the sax,
because
they do that sometimes too.
It's always interesting to me that some singers don't have a full awareness of their instrument, of what they can do and what is possible and how to manipulate it in ways that are so important emotionally.
Well, compare it. It's kind of like delayed gratification, okay?
Yeah.
That's kind of like what it's like. You know, it's kind of like the cherry on top of a sundae.
Hmm. I'd like to ask you to do another song live that is a favorite of mine. It has music and lyrics by Ray Noble, who was a band leader but also was a great lyricist. And I love this song, and I love the way you do it, the very thought of you.
I'd be happy to.
Here it is, Diane Shore from Deedles.
Every thought of you and I forget to do those little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. Feeling in a sort of daydream, I'm happy as a king and funny though it may seem to me that's the mere idea of you. The longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower. Your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you. The very thought of you, I of you, the very thought of you. I love.
The Very Thought of You, performed by our guest, Diane Shore, at the piano, accompanying herself. There's more coming up in a moment with pianist and vocalist Diane Shore. I'm Michael Feinstein, and this is Song Travels from NPR Music. Diane Shore, you collaborated with B.B. King.
Yes.
What was that like?
Oh, we had such a good time. We did a thing for Northwest Airlines, me and B.B. King. I call him Biebs. We had such a good time. And
Biebs and Deeds.
Biebs and Deeds. That's exactly right. In fact, The Glory of Love, we recorded together. And I go, that's right, Biebs. And they kept that on the track, which is very cool.
That's fun.
I know.
I'd like to play something from your Heart to Heart CD with B.B. King.
Cool. What do you think you're going to play?
There's a song that you did that was written by a friend of mine. Harry Warren wrote the music. Mm-hmm. And it was originally introduced by Glenn Miller, but I guess...
At Last, right?
Yeah. Most people...
Last track. Yeah.
Yeah. like to hear that one.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, well, let's listen to at least a part of your performance of At Last with B.B. King from your Heart to Heart CD.
Oh, that'd be great.
At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over. Is like a song.
At last, the sky above a blue my heart was wrapped in clover. The night I looked at you,
I found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I have never ever known.
You smile. And then the spell was cast, and here we are in heaven, for you are mine at last.
How great that is to hear you, Diane Shore, with B.B. King.
Mm. I've had so many. And working with Stevie Wonder, that was special too. And of course, working with the great Ray Charles was very special as well.
How do you go about creating a duet with someone?
Well, there's a lot of different paths. For instance, I did a tribute to Stevie Wonder at the end of '99 at the Kennedy Center, and as an outgrowth of the tribute, that's when finally was written for me a tune that Stevie Wonder wrote for me, and we both performed it on the Friends for Sure CD. It's very special.
How did it feel to have a song written for you by Stevie Wonder?
It was incredible, Michael. I mean, it was just, and you know, to set up the scene for you, I was recovering from a really bad bout of pneumonia at the time, and I was running a fever of 103. But Stevie came in, and we were going to do everything on separate tracks, and in the middle of one of the takes, I said, look, let's just do this song together with harmonica and everything. Let's just perform it together. I think it's just going to be more spontaneous, and so that's exactly what we did at Capitol.
Well, we've got to hear at least a part of this incredible duet that is a song Stevie wrote for you, as you say, finally.
Yes.
Yesterday, when alone with just my tears, I wished old memories could somehow disappear. Then today, as if a miracle touched me, which comes from a romance. Ooh. Now I feel so much different than myself. I just cannot explain. The same. So glad
That's Diane Schur and Stevie Wonder, a song created for her by Stevie Wonder. I'd like to ask you to sing another number that is a song that has lyrics by Johnny Mercer, who's one of my favorite lyricists. Mm-hmm. Music by Victor Schertzinger, who was also a film director, and it's from a movie. What was the movie called? I think the movie was called The Fleet's Inn, but the song is I Remember You.
Sure, and it's also the title track of the new CD, and it's in tribute to Frank Sinatra and Stan Getz, very, very dear friends of mine while they lived.
Well, this is great. We're getting a first listen, even though this is a live performance versus the CD, but it's great to hear you do it.
Thank you.
Diane Schur, I Remember You.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true a few kisses ago. I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. I do, didn't you know? I remember too a distant bell and the stars that fell like rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I shall tell them I remember you. Well, I remember too a distant bell and the stars that fell like rain out of the blue. And when my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I shall tell them I remember, tell them I remember, tell them I remember.
I Remember You. So this is all for the CD in tribute to Stan Getz and Sinatra.
Correct.
What was your experience like with Sinatra?
Well, this was back in 88, and I was still tipping and tripping back in those days, as was he. And
he never stopped.
No, he never stopped. I met Sammy Davis Jr., and he had stopped. He was sober. But I just had such a wonderful time at Frank Sinatra's house. He had a theater, and we had popcorn at the theater. And in the theater, we watched a George Burns film. And we held hands, and Sinatra and I held hands and talked. He gave me a painting that he did himself, an oil painting, an abstract, that hangs in my house. And while I'm going to Peter Percolator to plug it in, I touch that beautiful painting every single time that I do, right before I hit the refrigerator. So he was wonderful. I love Frank dearly.
When you touch that painting, do you feel his energy?
I feel his presence, yes,
uh-huh.
Absolutely. In fact, the picture of the painting is going to be on the CD as well.
How great.
Yeah. It's on another CD called Music is My Life. There's another picture of it there, but we want it to be on this CD too. So,
would you sing another song from the forthcoming CD?
Absolutely.
In tribute, this one is, I think of it as a Sinatra song because I think he introduced it. The Bergmans wrote the lyrics and Lou Spence wrote the music. It's nice and easy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime, 'cause nice and easy does it every time.
That was a delicious rendition of Nice and Easy by our guest Diane Schuer, singing live for us. It's a track from her forthcoming CD in tribute to Stan Getz and Frank Sinatra, two good friends of hers.
Mm-hmm.
Before we wrap all this up, I'd love to have the privilege of singing something with you.
Oh, I would be more than happy to.
We did a song in 1992, was it?
Yes.
When we met?
In San Antonio, Texas.
Do you think we could still muster that after all these years?
Yes, dear. I think it's very possible to muster something like that up and relive that priceless moment of blending together, Mike.
All right. Well, let's give it a go. It's a Gershwin song that I think everyone will recognize. This is Yours Truly at the Piano with my wonderful guest, Diane Schuer.
dozens of girls would storm up. I had to lock my door. Somehow I couldn't warm up to one before. What was it that controlled me? What kept my love life lean? My intuition told me you'd come on the scene. If you listen to the rhythm of my heartbeat, you will get just what I mean.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, my irreplaceable you.
Just one look at you, my heart grows tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me.
I love all the many charms about you.
Come to Papa do.
My sweet embraceable you.
Is all I can say after that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This has been a great joy to have this time with you.
You too.
Thank you for sharing your life and for being so generous with your music, for what you've given to us. It's wonderful to share this planet with you, Diane Shore.
As well with you, Michael.
You've been listening to Song Travels with host Michael Feinstein and his guest, Diane Shore. Song Travels is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio and is recorded at Hirsch Studios in New York City, with post-production in the Elaine T. Freeman Suite at ETV Radio in Columbia, South Carolina. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Andrew Shire, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production manager Grant Jackson, production assistant Laura Hunsberger. The executive producer is Kobe Hennessy. The executive in charge is Linda O'Brien. Special thanks to Anya Grundman, director and executive producer of NPR Music. We love to hear from you. Our email address is songtravels@scetv.org. Our postal address is ETV Radio, 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. Support for Song Travels comes from NPR and NPR member stations. Support for NPR comes from NPR contributors, which include the Lemelson Foundation, supporting inventors and invention to improve lives in the U.S. and developing countries, on the web at lemelson.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, helping people build measurably better lives, on the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR.